Welcome to Bards FM here on Brighteon TV. As always, probably something to deliver that'll shake you up a little bit, at least hopefully. We've got a pretty crazy world going on, as we know, and things haven't got any less insane. Principally, we're dealing with a mass psychosis of cultural retardation by a large percentage of our population, while we have the others that are awakening, realizing the depth of this evil that we're dealing with. And it is deep and it is massive. Bigger, I would say, than any of us ever imagined possible. And we're coming to a certain point of a head to this issue. It's almost unavoidable if you're watching the way things are moving. Financial markets, food crises, culminations of many things, including likely the arrest of President Trump. So we'll buckle up on this one as we move forward. The elections are on the horizon, and they know they're going to lose, so they're going to do anything they can to disrupt it. We'll talk all about that right after these messages.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, and we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com. The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
Patriots, we're back here on Brighteon TV with Bards FM podcast, which you can always find at bardsfm.com, or you can join us over on Podbeam and the live streaming that goes on over there three times a day at bards.fm. So before we begin, I just want to make sure and highlight the importance of a lot of your preps that you're doing. And one of those, and I'm being very honest when I say this, is the ability to sleep well and sleep comfortably. The best products on the market for that are MyPillow. Mike Lindell is an amazing CEO. He literally is a person that walks the talk. If you haven't heard recently, he was down in Fort Myers after the hurricane with 20,000 pillows and blankets to give out, and he did that personally with his team. And they continue to have amazing sales over there on MyPillow.com. So if you head over to MyPillow.com/Bards, MyPillow.com/Bards, your promo code over there is Bards, B-A-R-D-S. And there's all sorts of amazing sales from my slippers to the three-piece towel sets, Giza cotton sheets, and, of course, the classic MyPillow, even the mattresses. I just got finished with a six-week tour across the nation. I've slept in hotels every night. I will tell you, after that 6 weeks, there is no match to the MyPillow system of sleep and comfort. And it is absolutely a pleasure to be back home and get a great night's sleep. Something that all of us are going to need in the weeks and months ahead. So again, head over to MyPillow.com/Bards, promo code Bards, B-A-R-D-S. You will not be disappointed. You can also, when you get over there, if you decide to talk to a real person, you can call 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. Patriot Pillow Counselors are on standby to help you out with your needs. Just remember your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. So there's a lot happening right now, and a lot of things moving, a lot of chaos, and that's pretty much as by design. What we're dealing with here is, in a general sense, what I would categorize as a three-phase war, and we're into the pregame of phase two. So let me just kind of go over this a little bit. The first phase of this war, as I'm going to map it out, begins with Obama, because so much of this war is about awakening. And up until Obama, most people were still pretty heavily asleep. We saw the incipient awakenings happening under 9/11, George Bush, a little bit of that even as far back as George Sr. with his famous speech, the New World Order. And even if you want to go back to Cooper and his reveals, Bill Cooper and what he was doing, we had people who were truth tellers for a long time. But for a greater mass of people to really awaken, it really began with Obama. He was the first president that we were aware of that was not an American citizen. He was obviously hand-puppeted into office. His measures were all directed openly towards anti-Americanism, and he was in a position to have a lot of negative and powerful influences. And this is when so many of the scandals we came to light, and so much of that was just the arrogance in which that entire initial part of their coup had, that they didn't think anybody could touch them. That period lasted through about 8 years of some pretty miserable aspects to our own culture. The idea that so many Americans were speaking truth and so many Americans were coming out against them, calling them tin hatters and so forth, which of course is all proven that the tin hatters were right. Conspiracy theories now are just a matter of days or weeks to prove true, where those that still believe in conspiracy theories are the ones that are the only conspiratorials around. So we went through a pretty rough time under Obama because the nation began its deep division. And unfortunately, Americans had a pretty good opportunity to open their eyes, and they didn't. And hence, that's kind of the point I'm dealing with when I started out today, that we do continue to have a psychosis of cultural retardation. And I don't say that lightly, and I don't say that flippantly. People are very much in a coma still. We have an increasing level of awakening happening, which is fantastic. But to really realize how deep this goes is going to take quite a bit of time for the majority of the public to realize and accept. Phase two of the war, as I would map out, really initiated with President Trump coming into office. It was that transition from the win in 2016 through the sealing of his presidency with the electoral votes. And if you remember that whole fiasco, the denying of the presidency under Clinton, she would not rescind or acknowledge that she lost. Obama's attempt to manipulate the electoral college. Those things were really tense, and it was a very tense time, obviously. And then we really saw the deep rift with the brainwashing of what we refer to as the cultural left losing their God. And that is the easiest way to say that. The one thing that defines this leftist insurgency in our nation, which is really nothing more than a Nazi World Order insurgency, an NWO order. And be clear what I said. The New World Order is just in disguise of a name of the Nazi World Order, because we're really dealing with the rise of the Fourth Reich right now on a global level. The brainwashing is so effective and deep on those obedient to the NWO, that they have lost any perspective of their greater purpose here as children of God, spiritual beings in a physical shell, their purpose to expand and build a kingdom based on love and kindness to your neighbor. Instead, they are obsessed with self, the worship of what I need, and the idea that basically people can do anything they want as long as it doesn't affect me. And with that, then you have the multiplicities that we've seen now, this multiplicity of gender, this stupidity on global warming, all this nonsense. The irony is that the left in the 60s was very anti-big corporation. The left today is worships big corporations and worships obedience to government. And that has all been accomplished over those last 50 years very effectively. almost 60 years very effectively by getting people to step away and push away and reject God and putting their eyes truly on the state, which is exactly opposite to how this republic was done. And that has been done by a constant process of breaking things down, breaking language down, breaking relationships down, breaking the nuclear family, destroying the church, corrupting our schools, et cetera, et cetera. So we arrive then at phase two of the war, which is President Trump stepping into office. Now, a little caveat here, which I don't know if people are truly aware, but it's important to note. President Trump got into office because of a couple of things. He was selected by a group of senior military folks. We don't really know the background on that other than to know that he was selected to run. He did run successfully. The thing that we need to keep in mind is in the 2016 elections, there was a counter hack that was done to prevent the primary hack. So this was a cyber war of a hot kind happening in the 2016 elections. And how do we know that? I actually have that in an interview with Patrick Byrne. They ran the cyber team looking at the election fraud of 2020. And in the process, they discovered that there was actually a hacking team that was working on the side of, you want to say, the Republic, that was attacking the attempt to overthrow the election. So I say all this because we really haven't had a legitimate election. We've seen numbers that we think are legitimate, but even then, even back to 2016 and long before that, we have not had a real election. And this is all part of the chaos that we're in right now because we are literally in a war. And in war, that it's not about legitimacy of, I have a free and fair election. That's not the point here. It's we are trying to get the right people in place to win for the Republic versus those winning it for the Nazis. So moving forward then, we're now into what I call the second phase of the war. This is the Trump-Biden era. And what's very interesting when you look at this period we're in right now, President Trump gave us about 4 years of a golden age. Now, if you go back and study the Weimar Republic, and this is important too because the whole January 6th event was orchestrated and choreographed with people that were insurgents working for the FBI and intelligence agencies to make it look symbolically very much like the Weimar issue. Why is that important? Because that when they burned down the Capitol and they stormed the Capitol in the Weimar Republic, and that led to the rise of the, quote, Nazis. And so they're trying to make a parallel here visually that somehow the Nazis were trying to take over, which is exactly opposite. It's always a mirror. We know that the Nazis have control of our nation. We have a government that is a tyranny. It's out of control. And it has no intent to release and relinquish its power willfully. And yet that's so it will continue to attack the people now, and it will continue to go after the children. This is a very vicious, dark, and bloodthirsty cult that is running the world and is anchored here as one of the primary sources of its power, not only from a spiritual sense of blood sacrifices and children, but also from a sense of monetary and militarily. This is where much of the hub of their power now is in this country. We outnumber them immensely, but people in America still have yet to wake up to realize that we have the power. We're still hesitant to go against government, FBI, other things, because we have been conditioned so much to believe that government has greater power over us and we must be obedient to laws, even though laws are made by these corrupt and evil and vile people that are running our nation. So that said, January 6th, obviously, is one event to benchmark. We're in the period right now as we move from Obama to Trump to Biden. One thing to keep really your eyes on is very interesting to watch. And one of those areas is to track spirituality in our nation. Prior to President Obama, there was a normal line spoken at many of the churches that we were in a post-Christian era. I mentioned this before, and I don't know about here, but on the channel, Bards FM, but it's kind of a statement of really the state of our churches for that to have been said and have been accepted. Our churches are deeply corrupted. And much of the reason that we are where we are in the state of this nation is because the pulpit has been weakened and compromised by capitalist values and satanic influences. And it has left us very weak and ill-prepared to deal with what is a very dark, demonic, satanic enemy that worships their God loyally, sacrifices his and obediences to their God extremely loyally, and to a point that it makes Christians look dwarfed and weak by comparison to how loyal they are to their God, which is a sick statement, but it's true, and it comes out of a sickeningly weak and compromised pulpit in our nation. Our pulpits have steered away from the issues of politics. Our pulpits have steered away from many of the issues other than abortion, and even then, many of the pulpits are weak, and you've seen them weaken even more now as they've embraced, many pulpits have embraced progressive, woke attitude, trying to do inclusion with transgenders, gays, that whole nightmare of a rainbow it's not even decadent, it's a rainbow blasphemous movement because they're trying to steal the rainbow from God. Everything is about mocking God on the left. So we're dealing with that insurgency in our face, and the churches aren't pushing to make much stand other than doing passive things like, we're going to buy a billboard, we're going to do this. Very few churches are taking solid stands, respectively. And there are good churches out there, don't get me wrong. But from a perspective across the nation, very few churches are being apathetic, which is really kind of the mainstream of the pulpit these days. It's an apathetic and weak pulpit. So in this phase, which is interesting to track how this war is progressing, is to look at the spirituality in people's lives. And regardless of how they're seeking it, whether most now or many now have left many of the churches by virtue of COVID. We saw the corruption of COVID or the church be revealed in COVID. And literally from a spiritual sense, God just fired those churches by their willful attempt to comply with the government and close their doors. Many of those churches will never recover, and thank God for that, seriously. I hope they never open their damn doors again, because you never shut your door as a place of worship to a state that's a tyrannical state. And you never mandate masks in a place where you're supposed to have faith and know that God is greater than any disease that could ever be put on this earth. But that's sidebar. When we really look at this pattern here, what we have seen is a massive increase in faith by each step of these presidents. So Obama started to awaken the greater need for faith, even though there was a war waged on it. Trump embraced faith, encouraged the evangelicals, as he says. And in that process, we've seen a reawakening and a greater protection, the measures he tried to do to protect our religious freedoms in this nation. Those came under attack again under Biden. And what's really interesting is, as much as we may despise that hand puppet Biden, his effect has been significant, because under Biden, we have seen a greater activity in getting involved in local politics. We've seen a massive rise, even greater than President Trump, in faith. So really, if you look at what the effects of the presidents, President Trump gave us a golden age, but Biden is giving us the misery and truth behind the power. And Biden has done more to reawaken, and I would say not so much reawaken, mobilize the patriot spirit in our nation that President Trump was able to awaken. So President Trump did an amazing job of rallying and awakening the spirit of patriotism. Biden has done a fantastic job of mobilizing it into action. And I think we will see that continue as we move forward. So this is a pretty critical time. We're in phase two, what I would call phase two of this war. And this phase, I would say we're still in pregame. And that means that the biggest and greatest and most shocking is yet to come. And that will include, I think, a number of issues just to keep your eye on. And they're already being laid out in the media, and you're being primed for them if you haven't been watching. So one of those is the arrest of President Trump. I expect that to happen. And I expect it to happen a couple of weeks before the election so that they can create chaos and riots and justify. And the chaos and riots will probably be driven by them. You'll have Antifa operators and BLM operators probably in MAGA clothing doing some sort of nefarious acts within the cities. This will force the hand to say Biden will probably call for martial law. And you'll see the military or National Guard at different levels, being National Guard likely, being mobilized to into the cities. And they'll lock the country down under martial law, under chaos. And they may even go so far as to reach to the UN and ask for assistance. Don't be surprised if that happens. The US just proposed a concept for an international rapid deployment force for the UN that they're test running in Haiti right now to try to quell the riots. So they're setting the grounds right now to do something very significant. And what that significance is to literally bring the country under total martial law and then use that as a cover to begin the purge and elimination of the 82 or 87 million that they've declared Trump supporters that are enemies of the state. And they've used that term very specifically, and that's not by accident. So that's kind of their plan as we move forward. I have a bit of optimism that there will be a pushback, and dig into that in a second, but this is kind of as we roll forward. But I do believe that America is going to witness its darkest days that we've ever imagined in the coming weeks. And so it's really a point right now to be highly prepared. If you, and I'm just going to put this in here because I know you probably have been hearing a lot about preparations. If you haven't taken this seriously, you are way behind the power curve. And all I'm going to say is if you have not been preparing for a minimum of 6 months worth of supplies in your home to sustain yourself without need for going shopping and so forth, you're way behind. Get busy. This is not alarmist thinking. This is practical thinking and pragmatic thinking, based on not just what the scenario I just laid out, but on the reality of the disruption of supply chains, the reduction of food production, the energy issues that we have. We have a depleting access to oil, that the oil reserves on our own country are being shut down, that the Saudis are now refusing to, matter of fact, they're cutting back their oil exports to us by 2 million barrels. The dollar is rapidly collapsing around the globe because we have pivoted now off of a petrodollar base. There is the BRICS nations that are arising, which are going on to a gold standard. Many countries that it's not being reported are literally boycotting the dollar because they don't want that power in their lives. You're seeing China and Russia right now coming together on a resolution to challenge or to charge the U.S. a violation of the biological treaties, which is justified by what the Russians have been pulling out of Ukraine. That's leading us to another world split where you're going to find people now with China and Russia going into their orbit, countries going into their orbit to take on this new BRICS-type currency that they're experimenting with. And at the same time, the Fed has let everybody know that it's going to defend the dollar, not the banks. The chessboard is set for a major rupture. We have an economy that is based, it's completely a Ponzi scheme at this point in time. $4 quadrillion in derivative debt that has no backing and no possible way of ever being paid off. You have markets that are going up and down, highly volatile right now. On the back end, you've got elements of BlackRock and Vanguard that have already filed bankruptcy. That's been very quietly smothered under the media. And we're seeing a destabilization in our economic system at a magnitude we've never imagined. As this continues to slide and implode, you are going to see true chaos happen in many levels. ATMs may cease to work. You're going to find the money's impossible to get out of the banks. It doesn't exist anymore. So all of this coming down to the fact that people need to be prepared, and we need to be focused highly on the next step. And that's just not physically prepared, but spiritually prepared. Because you're not going to get through this next phase without a solid standing on the rock of faith with God. And I mean that as bluntly as I said it. If you have not accepted Christ in your life, if you are not walking with a personal relationship with Jesus and having that personal conversation with the Father, I'm telling you these coming months and years, I don't even know how you're going to get through it, but I know that it's not going to be easy and you're going to be broken pretty miserably if you don't. This is very much a time of the separation of the wheats and the tares. The war is being waged. The demonic forces of this world are awakening. They're all around us. They're taking the many forms of the craziness and insanity, from violence to transgenderism to the attack on children. It's the most heinous war we've ever seen because demons and the demonic forces know no bounds of evil. And what's going to make the difference now are the strength of those that walk with God and the mighty men and women of God that can stand in this time and not just have physical preps like Joseph did in the times of Egypt. But greater than that, to have the spiritual preparation to be able to bring the communities together, be great, powerful spiritual leaders within your circles of friends and influence, and be able to keep the communities together with the power of what God gives us, which is the love and the grace that we have to extend to others, and the ruthlessness in which we pursue and subdue the enemy. This is the time in which we live. We're going to carry on much more with this right after these messages.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones. We've got solar panels, and also the big 400-watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because, of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks. This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com. Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the BiviStick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the BiviStick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name, and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration, and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 BiviSticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com.
And Patriots, we're back here with Brighteon TV and Bards FM podcast. Before we begin, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. That is literally the best place for your products out there for sleep and your bedroom and your bathroom and much of your household. We've got amazing products over there. So head on over to MyPillow.com/Bards. MyPillow.com MyPillow as a company is one of these companies that we want to continue to support and encourage. We had 300 of these companies like this with the attitude that Mike Lindell has built this company on, anchored deeply in his belief and love in Jesus. We wouldn't be in the state we are in this nation. So it is a company that I continue to support and will support constantly. So your promo code over there is BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. Every dollar you spend in one way or another goes to enhancing and supporting and encouraging the values of a company that is in the right way, a true American company. So much being said these days to try to just should tell you how successful they are with the amount of disparaging attacks that go on Mike Lindell. But Mike has a great company, amazing products, products that I stand by. I use many of them in my own home. Worth whatever you spend and amazing savings that you get with it. It is a consumer direct sale, which means he's taken out the middleman and giving everybody the value and the benefit of that by buying directly through him and using your promo code. So again, your promo code is BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. Head on over to MyPillow.com/BARDS. If you want to speak to a real person, you can dial 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. That'll get you right to a Patriot Pillow counselor. They're happy to help you. Use your promo code BARDS. So Patriots, we are in a time right now where both the physical and the spiritual preparation are of the utmost importance. Now, last week, I talked a bit about repentance, and I think this is a term that we'd really need to address again, because there's a lot of stigma around repentance, and a lot of that comes from a church structure, a pulpit these days that peddles guilt instead of peddling the freeing and standing up and the strengthening of who we are. The unfortunate model of the business of the church that tries to peddle guilt is one that is trying to pitch the idea that you are unworthy. And as being unworthy, the only way that you get to be worthy is if you repent and throw some money in the offering plate and then come back the next week to be replenished and refilled once again. This is a model based on filling the pews. And unfortunately, when we work a model like that, where you're seeing what happens is the church becomes a business enterprise and the message of Christ gets diminished. Now, I would encourage you to explore Luke 15 and dig into those parables there to really see the true nature of how Father God seeks to and sees us. And those stories are really based on the looking for something and discovering it, and the principle that in heaven, the angels rejoice at those that are willing to repent versus the righteous to say they don't need to. When we dig into the deeper parable of the sons, what we see here is a story of two sons, one of which is a younger son that leaves the house, leaves the family early and asks for his inheritance, which the father gives it to him. And he goes out and he squanders his inheritance on prostitutes and wild living, only to be left with nothing in a time of famine, having to take a job from a local farmer, feeding the pigs, the carob pods, and not being able to feed himself. He ends up returning to his father and basically telling his father that he was unworthy, that he squandered away his repentance, and that he doesn't deserve to be his son, but that he asks for a job as a servant humbly before him. The father meets him as he's walking up to the house, embraces him with love, and tells his servants to bring him a fine robe, slippers, and put a ring on his finger and slaughter a calf for the celebration of the return of his son. Right there, the father there in the story is both the physical father and a symbolism of the greater father in who we have. And what's so important about this is to realize that Father God is looking for his children to repent and come back to him. And this is such an important piece right now, because if you look at the world through the optics of science or politics, you're going to be coming up with erroneous conclusions, because everything is based around the misdeeds and dealings of men and the deception of men, which will continue to perpetuate as long as we put our faith in those institutions. This is a time that can only really be seen clearly through a biblical lens. And when you put a biblical lens on this, you begin to realize how magnificent and what a great and amazing time it is in which we live. Yes, there are shortages coming. Yes, we are coming into a time of scarcity and great demand upon the world. There's going to be a great shaking of everything that we know. The institutions which we've grown up with are crumbling. The lies that we've been shaped with are falling apart. We're having to reface an entire redefining of what the world looks like, what it means, what it is really even that's real. All that's before us right now. The one solid place that we can stand, that place of unwavering movement, where we can literally put our face into the wind and let the storm hit us and know that we are not going to be affected, is when we put our feet solidly on the rock of faith. We put our love truly deep into Jesus and our trust so fully into Father God. And that begins with a simple process of accepting Christ in our life and then repenting for the sins which we have done. That bodes ill with many people, because it's kind of like, well, this sounds like Christian cultism, and I don't like the way it sounds. Well, tough. Think that I will openly tell you, there was a point that in my life that I thought that now there's no way I need to do that. That's the lie. The greatest lie that's ever been perpetuated on the earth is that one, Satan doesn't exist. The other lie is that somehow we don't need to repent because we're not that weak. This isn't about weakness. This is about developing greatness. And to understand greatness, we have to be humble enough to put ourselves before God and have the courage enough to open our hearts and literally inventory our life, to go back as far as you can remember and walk that walk through with Jesus at your side and ask for repentance on the things that stand before you as you do that memory walk. And as we do, we unhook ourselves from the burdens of the past and turn them into empowerment and our past becomes part of a great present and future that we'll have, strong and solid. Because what we're kneeling, what we're really dealing with here is, as we have stumbled in our life, we've created weaknesses and holes in our armor. We don't really realize as a collective whole so much about where we are. Ephesians 6, 10 to 18 talks about the armor of God. And it's not a small thing. It is a real thing. We are surrounded by an amazingly powerful and moving demonic force. And we witness this right now. Going back to looking at things in a political or cultural lens, when we start looking at this rise of transgenderism, when we start looking at this rise of war on our children with the mRNA shots that are now mandated by the CDC, all of this is a horrific and evil war designed to maim, destroy, and kill humanity. That is what evil does. That is the hand of Lucifer in action in our lives. Again, the greatest lie the devil's ever perpetuated is to get people to believe that he doesn't exist and he's here and active. And unfortunately, so much what comes out of the pulpit is that with Christ through the sacrifice, and while the devil is still here, he has no power. Another fantastic lie. This is a fallen world. Christ was sacrificed for our sins. That sealed the contract with his blood that all sins would be forgiven. However, that work was just to begin. And that shows when his resurrection, when he comes back and then he works with the disciples to get them to move out and start discipling into the world. Our obligation has always been to disciple, to share the word of God, to share the joy and the love that Christ talked about. But love is not the corporal love that we are so brainwashed to believe. That isn't walking out in your neighbor and giving a big wet one on his cheek and giving him a hug. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a measure of love, a power of love and appreciation for the creation of God that is far beyond anything physical. It's deeply spiritual. And as we show that empathy and love, it is a disarming power that literally evil cannot resist. And evil knows this. If you ever wonder about the demons know Jesus exists. That's why they work so hard to tell us that he doesn't, that he's disempowered, or he is not the person we say he is. You have to always look at things in terms of a mirror. And they've been very effective on a broad spectrum across this world in convincing people that Jesus is just a man and that the Son of God is not like they say. They've tried to defame him in so many ways, and they've tried to make you sure in your mind that the devil doesn't exist. That's the world in which we live, and it's the biggest lie going. So in this time, as you've done physical preps, do the inventory now on these preps. Spend time going through your physical preps. Look at the things. Clean your house, literally. Get rid of the things that you don't need in the excess. Focus on the things you do need and build up those primary foundations that you're going to need to endure these times ahead. Enhance your food levels. Make sure you have extra fuel. Make sure you have energy sources. Make sure that the items you have a capability of hunting and fishing and gardening that you can self-sustain in whatever form. Make sure that you have tools for your vehicle. Make sure you have tools to do work around the house. Make sure that you've got extra parts and extra things around to sustain things, whatever that looks like. And obviously, the bigger the amount of things you have, the more stuff you're going to have to accumulate, which is the whole point of paring down. Simplifying the life, making sure what you have will be able to be maintained and you can endure with that for a number of years. Some people say as long as 15 years, others say 5 years. I'm one that kind of works on a 7-year model. I try to look at being able to have enough resources in my hand that I can sustain and to be able to fix, repair, and then be able to recreate what I'm needing over a process of the next 5 to 7 years. That's the appropriate model. Build community. So important right now to know where your local outlets are, to buy local, to work with local neighbors so that when money supplies start to dry up, and they will, you can expect to see some crazy things with the banks. The banks will probably offer a digital currency of their own as the dollar implodes. You're going to see the rise of the attempt to force feed everybody the CBDC, which is the true ultimate trap because it's a programmable digital currency that will allow them to completely control your access to money, both in your accounts and through your social credit score. We have to make a solid stand to break away from these things. And that's only going to happen if you build community and understand that value in money is a completely different aspect. Value in heaven is not value in dollars. So if you're sitting here praying for money, don't, please. That's just, it literally is like asking Babylon to go take a seat next to God, and it's not going to happen. Instead, when you pray on stuff, pray for God to help you with the support and the resources you need. That takes the many different forms because it opens up the kingdom's ability to supply. You may end up with a friend that offers you something that you didn't expect. You may end up with an opportunity to work someplace and get access to things you never imagined. You may have an opportunity that someone says, hey, I've got a warehouse of stuff here if you want to borrow it. We don't have to own. Remember, what we have, we're stewarding, and right now is a very important time for us to change our paradigm in how we're looking at things, because we're going to have to build community. We're going to have to come together, and we're going to have to learn to work together physically and spiritually in these days ahead. And that is the point of this whole era. And why I say, when we look through the biblical lens of where this time is, we realize just how profound this time is. This time is a time when God has given us to quite literally rise up, come together, throw away our dedication, our crutch of the idolatries that we've had, get rid of them and purge them out of our lives, repent for where we were, walk into the kingdom space, and start living with our eyes on Jesus and through the Father at all times. Everything we do now, if we want to be successful in this period, needs to begin. And I don't care what little thing or how big a thing, it begins with eyes on Christ, that conversation with Jesus and to the Father in everything we do. Because we are part of Him, not separate from Him. One of the greatest myths that's ever been put upon the world is that God is separate from us and that somehow we need to go out and find Him. The kingdom in God lives within us, within our hearts. And when we embrace that, we start to understand how great and magnificent of beings we truly are. And as we walk in this space, we start to reclaim the true sense of who we are. Ask yourself, and it's a great question, why are you here? Ask yourself, who are you truly? And when we get to these questions and we're presenting them to God, you're going to get some amazing answers. And one of the most important things to realize is we are here to occupy, expand the kingdom, and subdue the enemy. We are behind enemy lines. So in this time, when we're doing the inventories in our life, and it's a critical thing to be doing, these inventories, both physically and spiritually, are designed to clean out the excess, designed to clean up the pathways of communication with Father God, be able to hear Him better, to be able to walk with Him more closely, to be able to build that intimacy with Jesus. And it's not just going to happen. It doesn't just happen with a snap of a finger. If you're new to faith, I'm just going to tell you, you're going to have to spend a lot of time talking and building that relationship and trust. If you're established in faith and you have not had that intimacy with Father God, ask for it. Seek it. Pray on it. Tell God what you're looking for. He will provide. One of the great things about Luke 15, and when we get into the parable of the sons, is when the younger son, or the older brother, excuse me, comes to the father after the younger brother has returned, and he's upset. And he says, I have been dutiful to you. I have been here the whole time. I have never not followed your rules. And yet my younger brother has wasted and squandered his inheritance. And yet not once, says the older brother to the father, have you ever offered me a lamb to share with my friends that I would be able to have a meal and a feast to celebrate. And the father says to him, but son, you have been here always. What is mine has always been yours. We share. You see, what is so important about that passage is that the older son forgot that all he had to do was ask. So don't hesitate to reach the Father right now in these times, to ask Him what you need, to ask Him for His help and guidance, to ask Him for His wisdom. But keep dollars out of it, because God doesn't see dollars. God sees resources. This is a world of unlimited resource that is being controlled by a bunch of maniacs, is what I'm trying to say, psychopathic freaks that have seized control and put a quantified dollar figure on every single thing in this beautiful world, God's creation. God never built it with dollars. They overlaid dollars, and sadly, we have accepted that contract to accept dollars into our lives. Reject it. Seek the greaterness of what God's provided. Understand that in God's world, support resources are unlimited. And though you may not be able to understand it or see how it's going to happen, the trust in God will bring it. That's just it. So in a time that we're heading in, when there's going to be many, many shortages, there's going to be many changes in the world that we see, many changes in what's ahead. We will probably, like I said, see the arrest of President Trump. That's going to be a big upheaval. We're going to be seeing an attempt to bring this country to an absolute civil war. We're going to push every single button we can. Our wisdom has to center on the place of being that wise warrior, not to be baited by an enemy and to fight on the enemy's terms, but rather to take a breath, to take a knee, take a sip of water, assess your terrain, be ready, talk to Father God, listen to his wisdom. Keep yourself grounded on that rock of faith. This storm is going to crash. Be the person that can put his face into the storm. And as the storm hits you, you can smile and feel the winds and let the winds do their job. The winds will clear away the roughage and shed the land of what it needs to. And there we've stood boldly and God has taken care of us. Don't be reactive. This is a very critical time to be wise. And that wisdom is going to come from our relationship with God. Every enemy that we are dealing with is going to do everything it can to provoke us. It will attempt to bring us to such violence that then it can sit back and laugh and point its finger at God and say, yes, of course, your children who are supposed to walk with Jesus can't do anything other than kill themselves. They want that. That's the hatred that they hold for us and the hatred they want to rift us for our lifetimes. This is not the time for that level of stupidity. This is the time for greatness of warriors to stand. And great warriors know that an enemy does not control how you operate. Instead, great warriors let the enemy play their hands, see how the enemy is going to maneuver, and let the enemy weaken themselves so that when we do make the move, it's organized, it's focused, it's precise, and it's lethal. God's given us that resource to do that. So trust in him. And in this walk, we will get through this brilliantly. And we will see the rise of an amazing day ahead. Father, let us pray. Father, we thank you for this time we've come together to reflect deeply on the state of affairs that we're in, to be able to open our hearts to you, to show you our lives openly with the humility and the seeking of repentance, to let go of the many things that have been part of us, but to bring them to you, to show you the courage that we're able to speak to our lives honestly and truly and show you that the things that we see, that we've stumbled on, we've transgressed on, we've sinned on, and in so doing, to heal those moments, with the forgiveness for those as we offer them to you, to seek that and to seal the armor with the blood of Christ. Guide us, Father, in these times. Raise us. Guide us. Give us the wisdom needed in this war. We say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. It's kind of a concluding thought here as we move forward. I mentioned two phases of the war. The third phase is going to be where we're headed, but it's going to be the great phase, the phase where we, the people, realize something that was right before us, that we don't need government, at least not the way we've had it. That phase is the phase when we really start to take back this nation. Because we realize that as it was designed originally, outlined in the Declaration of Independence in the second paragraph, that God was on the throne above us the whole time. We have to reinstall that in our hearts and let God lead us as a nation and let government be subordinate to the wills of the people. That's the third phase of the fight. Right now, the ugliest part of the fight is about to ensue. It's the dethroning of the darkest evil ever known to man. And in the third phase, it's the rethroning of God over this great nation. So, patriots, keep your head up as we go forward. Don't lose focus at all. This is a time now to be anchored deeply in everything you do. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God will always win. But we are here in this time, in this place, for just such a time as this. We are at war. So walk boldly and fearlessly with Christ. Occupy the land. Expand the kingdom. Subdue the enemy. mission forward. I'll see you next week. Until then, or until the next time, God bless.